Welcome to episode 6 of the Eagle's Nest Radio Series. How's it going? It's Steven, and I should note, too, the first podcast of 2022. Hopefully, it's going to be a great year filled with great content here on the Eagle's Nest. And to help me kick off 2022 with the Eagle's Nest, I have Mark Nicholson. He's the afternoon show host and brand supervisor with Pure Country 104 in Woodstock. Mark, how's it going?
Hey, Steven, it's going pretty good, man. Thanks so much for having me here.
Right on. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
You're welcome.
All right, so Mark, you're relatively new to the radio business, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So when did you decide that you wanted to get into the radio business?
Well, I've tossed it around for some time. I've always had a passion for radio, and you know, it's something that I guess came to me somewhat naturally in a way, because I've never had any training or any experience before. And I've done a little bit of voiceover work at home and whatnot. So that kind of helped me in a way make the transition from my everyday job before, which was the car business. And then one day I saw an opportunity posted online for the brand supervisor in the afternoon position. And I thought, what the heck? I'm going to take a chance, just apply for it and see what happens. And then it just kind of from there, a few weeks of waiting and wondering, and all of a sudden it became a reality. So there we are.
That's awesome. Mark, why did you want to get into radio?
I've always had somewhat of a passion for the industry. I've had friends who have worked in the industry for years and years. And also when I was a kid, I mean, we used to listen to the radio a lot, and I was always fascinated with the voices. Casey Kasem was on air, and a lot of the local radio, because I grew up here in Woodstock, and I've always listened to local radio, you know, whether it was CJ or, you know, the stations in the U.S. But it, you know, the voices is what kind of attracted me most, you know, and how the talent has, you know, just changed so much over the years too. So it's been something like I've always wanted to do, you know. So it again, when the opportunity come up, it's like, you know what, I'm 50 years old. Let's give it a crack. Let's see what happens.
That's awesome. So, Mark, there had to be somewhat of a learning curve. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, like today's radio, it's so different. I mean, like I kind of come in, everybody says, you know, hey, you got the radio voice and things like that. Well, that's true. But, you know, it's got to go beyond the voice. And there's a learning curve, like with technology. You know, we're working with programs such as Wide Orbit. We're working with Adobe Audition. We're working in, you know, different playlist editors and things as such. And then you've got a mixer in front of you, and you've got different computer screens. So it's a working machine. And so sitting down at that station, so to speak, or behind that machine every day, you got to kind of learn where the buttons are, what works. And it really depends on the individual. Now, like with software, it doesn't take me long to learn that stuff. You know, and then in terms of mic etiquette and mic techniques, that I've learned all that anyway. So I've kind of grabbed it pretty quick. You know, some people, it might take them a little bit longer to get up to speed.
Right on. How long have you worked at Pure Country 104?
About 2 months. That's how new I am. I started November 15th.
Right on. Currently you're afternoon show host and brand supervisor at Pure Country 104. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, I'm on the air weekdays, Monday to Friday from 2 in the afternoon till 7. And I'm in studio, so it's great. I'm right there. You know, so that's quite a bit of fun. The brand supervisor, it's a role that I'm learning, you know, because a supervisor is something it's a new title for me. I've always been just a person, not a supervisor. So it's something that I'm going to learn how to do. You know, we're responsible for the building. We're responsible, you know, to make sure that our staff have the proper tools to work with, you know, from computers to the proper supplies and paper, vehicle maintenance. Also looking after the, you know, the making sure that the station itself is properly, you know, branded, like in terms of, you know, do we have opportunities, you know, to be more prominent in the community, whether it's signage, whether it's events, you know, things like that. So that will be something that I'll be learning how to get going on here soon.
For sure. In your time in radio, Mark, what's been your most memorable moment on the air?
My most memorable moment on the air would be the morning that I guess I come in, the first morning that I showed up at the station. I was there at right around 8:30. I wasn't supposed to be there till shortly after 9, but I get in and Jen and I sat down and she said, "Hey, do you want to go on and do a bit with me and just a welcome bit?" So that was the one. So I, you know, when Jen and I first sat down and she welcomed me to Pure Country, it was sort of like, wow, I'm really here. So that's my most memorable moment.
That's awesome. So Mark, who's been your favorite interview so far? You know, someone from the community, an artist you might have interviewed, you know, something along the lines of that.
Yeah, I haven't got into interviewing really a whole lot of people yet. As far as interviews go, I have chatted with Joanne from the Carlton County Animal Shelter. We did an interview over the weekend that we aired today. And I've spoken with a couple of people on the phone. I've reached out to a coworker, Leanne Brewer. I've never met her in person, but we did a phone call here the other day, so it was kind of fun with her. Donna Stairs is another one that we reached out to. And, you know, I've used a few of my friends as well to record some bits. Brent Underhill has been a big help to me. Brent has got his own thing going on, like with some podcasts and stuff. But he's a pretty cool guy you might want to reach out to sometime, too. But you know, it's kind of cool, you know, when we get out there and start talking to various people. It just that, again, that interaction between the listener and us is just a great way to connect with the community once more.
For sure. So, Mark, what do you think is the most interesting thing about the radio business?
From a newbie standpoint, the most interesting thing is just how big it is. You know, how, you know, like when we're sitting in a small little station here in Woodstock, we're responsible for connecting with so many different individuals out there. That's what's fascinating about it for me. As far as the rest of it, I guess that will be remain to see.
For sure. So you were telling me off before we started recording here, you do a little bit of voiceover work and some things like that. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I've always, again, like this goes back a long way, Stephen. You know, when I was a kid, I would sneak up to my uncle's room where he had a tape recorder and we'd grab a blank tape and we'd start recording and making our own commercials and voiceovers and movie trailers and things like that. And I guess it was always a fascination. And then, you know, in 2005, the employer that I was working with at the time, they sold the dealership and we became Corey Ford. And when that shift was made, they made me responsible for the advertising side of things. So I would do paper ads and flyers and stuff. And then they actually said, you know, you may as well do the radio ads too. And so that was all fine. And then I grabbed some recording software. I grabbed a recorder and just started messing around with recording at home. And my setup was really kind of archaic. It was just a little Zoom H2 recorder going into Cool Edit. And I had no room treatment. I had no nothing. And so what I did was a bunch of ads. I worked for Rogers, it was at the time, doing, you know, just little ads for them, like for their community channel that they had. Mm-hmm. And then I gradually made my surroundings a little bit better. I got a treated room. I got some better microphones, better interfaces and things like that. And then I started learning how to do it a little bit more, you know, proper. And I've done not major jobs or anything like that, but I've voiced a few explainer videos, training videos for the Kinsmen. I've done some work for, you know, different clients, and it's been a lot of fun, you know. So anytime that you if you're watching a hockey game sometimes on CBC, and this doesn't happen anymore, but I was watching hockey games and my voice would be on, during a break, and it's like, holy crap, so it was pretty fascinating just the same. So I've had a passion for it for a long, long time.
For sure. That's awesome. So Mark, I'm all out of questions for you. Do you have any questions for my end?
So you were saying that your interest with the radio side of things started, you've always listened to radio and you're interested in the business side of things. What would you like to see? How old are you, Stephen? You're what, 17?
I turned 16 2 days ago.
Holy crap. Happy birthday, bud.
Thanks, man.
That's too cool. Yeah. So how would you like to see yourself going forward? Do you think you'd like to work in the radio industry yourself, or do you just want to stand back and study it?
I really would like to work in the radio industry at some point in my life, whether it be behind the scenes position or an on-air position. I just really want to get into radio someday.
Yeah. Cool beans, man. It's a lot of fun. And especially, like I said earlier, when you get the right people around you, I have zero training. And when you get a guy like my boss, who is willing to stick his neck out and give somebody like me a chance, you give it your all, and, they'll treat you really, really well. And so far, so good. I mean, it's incredible.
For sure. Do you have any other questions, Mark?
That's it, bud.
All right. I'll get you to stay on the line for just a minute while I do a quick wrap up.
All right.
Thanks a lot for coming on the podcast. It was greatly appreciated.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. That was Mark Nicholson, afternoon show host at Pure Country 104 in Woodstock, and as well as the brand supervisor for Pure Country 104 in Woodstock. That's a wrap on episode 6 of the Eagle's Nest radio series.